Victorian Liberals abandon gender quota, vaccine experts confident in current booster rollout, and the IOC says it's had a second call with Peng Shui. Good afternoon, it's Friday, December 3. I'm Amelia Maguire and this is your news with The Age. A push to implement a quota system to boost the number of women MPs in the Victorian Liberal Party has been ditched, despite the Prime Minister and state opposition leader backing moves to increase female representation. Months after the state party leader Matthew Guy said the Liberals might need to rethink their resistance to quotas, an internal push for a vote on gender quotas that the Liberal Party State Council has not materialised. Instead, party members at this Sunday's rulemaking forum will vote on motions to set quotas for female representation in candidate training programs. These motions do not include quotas for candidates. Australia's vaccine experts say there is no reason to change the booster program over the Omicron variant at this stage, and evidence so far still suggests it is a milder strain. One week after South African experts detected the new variant, there's still not enough data for health authorities to say whether it's more serious or if vaccines will continue to provide effective protection against the virus. 10 Omicron cases have been detected so far in Australia. On Thursday, Australian health officials had a two-hour meeting with their South African counterparts to discuss the new variant, with thousands of cases now confirmed across Southern Africa and hundreds in other countries around the world. Chief Health Officer Professor Paul Kelly said there are still three main questions about the new variant that were discussed in that meeting. Is it transmissible? Is it more serious? And do vaccines work? The International Olympic Committee says it has had a second video call with Peng Shui, but again didn't release any video or transcripts, nor make any reference to the tennis player's sexual assault allegation against a former Chinese government official. The Grand Slam doubles champion and three-time Olympian dropped out of public view after making her accusation, prompting the Women's Professional Tennis Tour to suspend its tournaments in China. As Beijing finishes preparations to host the Winter Olympics beginning February 4, the IOC revealed on Thursday it held this second video call following President Thomas Bach's recent statement that he spoke with her on a 30-minute video call. He said in that call she appeared to be doing fine. And in other news, the Northern Territory has recorded its first COVID-19-related death after a Binjari woman in her 70s died during the most recent outbreak in the Katherine region. Investment legend Charlie Munger says the current climate global markets is crazier than the period of the dot-com bubble 2 decades ago, and dismissed the surge in cryptocurrencies, saying he would never own one. And adoption in Australia has dropped to its lowest level in 3 decades. Services say pandemic family court delays and border closures have resulted in a backlog of cases amid a general downward trend. For more on these stories and all the most important news of the day, visit our websites or buy our papers. I'm Amelia Maguire. Have a great day.